suddenly they have some disease. You say last night she did what?
Last night she was up and well walking around.
And then she did what?
Got sick. All that going on, sick.
Okay, if she is sick today and it started last Sunday, you say last Sunday she did what?
Last Sunday she was ailing around.
And she black sick.
Mm-hmm.
She what?
Blacked out.
She got sick.
Got sick.
He came home early from school because he.
Because he
wasn't feeling well. He came home early from school. You say because he did what?
Came home early from school.
Uh huh.
Because he was sick.
All right. You hear somebody's in the hospital and you say he was looking fine yesterday. When wasn't he?
When did he go in the hospital? He's looking all right yesterday. When did he go in?
Okay. But she'll be up again by.
She'll be up again about 2-3 days.
All right. But you don't have to worry. He'll be well again.
He'll be all right in a few days.
If a person sat in a drop and began to cough,
last night had an awful cold, cough.
All right. Like the other day, I went out without any stockings or coat. You say I would do what?
Catching the cold.
If it affected his voice, he is very what?
Hoarse.
If it is with your voice, you say, I'm
hoarse.
Okay. I've got a little what?
I got a little hacking cold.
I better go to bed.
I'm feeling a little wild. Time. On the rest of it.
All right. At 6 o'clock, I'll do what?
At 6 o'clock, I'll eat or go to bed. What's next?
6 o'clock in the morning. After you go to bed tonight. 6 o'clock, you'll do what?
I get up. Get up at 6 o'clock.
All right, and if your sister or somebody is, or your nephew is still sleeping at 6 o'clock, you say,
wake up, time to get up.
All right. If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you ask, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
The patient might answer, I
forgot it.
Or I took some medicine yesterday.
It made me sick or something.
Okay, if you can't hear anything at all, you say you are stone.
Dumb. Deaf.
Somebody who can't hear well is getting
little hard of hearing.
If he can hardly hear at all, he's
hard of hearing. Deaf.
All right. If he began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you would say he
worked with sweat.
You've been working hard, and you take your wet shirt off and say,
look how I sweated. I perspired.
Okay. A discharge is sore that comes to a head. What's that?
That's a boil.
When a boil opens, the stuff that drains out of it is what?
Core, they call it. Eruption of core.
All right. Now, let's say you don't get the core now. What's that that comes out before the core?
That's blood.
Before the blood. What's that? The first little stuff that comes
that's
out.
That's white matter, they call it. Corruption.
All right. If you have got some infection in your hand so that your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you say my hand
swole up.
Did what?
Swole up.
Okay. A bee stung me and my hand
swole up. Swole.
It's still pretty badly.
Still pretty badly hurting. The sting is still in there.
All right. If he's not infected, it probably won't.
Probably won't hurt. Don't do no harm.
Okay. When you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is called what?
Under the water, boiling the blister.
All right. When is the best time to open a blister?
When you first blood, open, stick a pin in.
Why would you do that?
Let that water out.
What do you drain out of it?
The water of a bean.
Okay. Now, in a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a what? If a bullet goes through your arm. Or
I shot through my arm.
Somebody got shot or stabbed, and you say the doctor, he had a real bad what?
Had real close chain.
But a place on his arm, a place on his leg, what would you call that? Open sore.
Open sore.